Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I realize many of you are right now at the sports book. You are waiting for my prediction to make your bets with your prop bets and all that other stuff going on. I think Andy Reid eating a cheeseburger is still a prop bet, even though they're not even in the Super Bowl. But I apologize. It has taken so long because I've been waiting for the NFL injury report. And the NFL site still doesn't have the exact injury. So what do we do if we don't have the NFL injury report? We go to jersey colors. So I do have our prediction for... Stop it. It works. It works. I think I was only wrong once in the last 10 years. I mean, a 90% average, a 9-1 average, that's pretty damn good. So I know how to predict them, but again, there's an art to it. You know, that's why you need an MD. If you have that doctorate degree, you are able to, you know, wiggle your way through the casino and the sports book and things like that. And Lord have mercy, I've wiggled. And I know my father gambled. I'm not a big sports bettor. I'm not. But, you know, when I call it, I call it. Here's my problem with all of this, okay? I don't like using jersey colors. I don't. I really like using the NFL injury report. And even though ESPN has some of the injuries listed, I don't see the congruency I need to see to make that medical pick. But there is a way to medically pick based on jersey colors. Let's just talk about my method, and then I'll tell you who to put your money on. Okay? Well, now, I can't officially tell you who to put your money on. I could just say who I'm putting money on, so then you guys can decide, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia is like so awesome with this stuff, maybe I'll do what she does, but I can't officially tell you guys to do it. Okay, so as you guys know, it's the LA Rams and the Bengals, and yes, LA's favored. I think it's a 4.5 spread, their home team, home court advantage, all that other stuff, but I don't care about that. All right. Now, some of you novices are like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, this is just, you know, so complex. You know, how can I do it easy? You know, should I just go to the NFL injury report and just count, you know, the number of injuries per each and whoever has less? You can't, because some are still full participation. Some are limited participation. Some, you know, and that's just participation and practice. We don't necessarily know who's out until maybe 24, 48 hours, and somebody could get COVID. So you can't just do the numbers game. You know, like, for example, if you guys, you know, the wild card round between the Bills and Patriots, the Bills had 4 injuries, the Patriots had 12. So you think, okay, well, then the Bills would win. The Bills won, but that's just not, there's no real science to that one. And I like using some science, okay? Yes, this is science. This is science. Okay. So now let's go to the anatomy. So when you go to the injury reports, all right, I like to rate the injuries. You know, how serious is an injury? So to me, one of the most serious injuries you could do, you know, I'm not talking about brain bleed and all that, but one of the most serious in terms of your sports pick, okay, we're talking from a gambling standpoint, is a groin injury. If somebody gets nailed in the groin, not only does that affect him, I don't have necessarily a groin, you know, but if I did have testicles and all that, whoa, I don't think I would play ever again. So, but what you don't understand is when you see your buddy get nailed in the huevos, you start to think differently. And so if there's any groin injury, the average person is like, oh, hell no, I'm going to play it safe because, you know, I want to make baby football players. So groin injury comes first. Of course, head injury, concussion, trauma to the head. Yes, in medicine, that should be higher. But from a betting standpoint and from a psychological standpoint, people get hit all the time. They don't care. But the groin, they do. So then in terms of how I rate it from most severe in terms of, you know, hurting the team to least severe, you got the groin, You got a head or concussion injury. You have an undisclosed. Now, an undisclosed is maybe something really bad happened to the testicle. That's why they don't want to disclose it. Or they were uncircumcised and something got ripped off. So I think undisclosed is something very private. Or it could also mean COVID. And you guys know how COVID can really mess us up. So I have COVID on there too. Hip, then comes glute, quad, back, your quad, hamstring, eye, abdomen. I know an eye injury, but trust me, these guys have played with one eye. They won't mess around. Abdomen, chest, knee, shoulder, calf, arm, down to the least concerning from a bet standpoint, ankle, foot, wrist, hand, finger, and a toe. I mean, you all saw it. What, didn't Mahomes have an issue with his toe? He was fine, okay? So the toe, not as high up. And I might make a couple changes depending on how many people I see kind of, you know, walk gingerly and baby it. So when you look at the NFL injury report, we don't know the types of injuries. They just list some people full participation, some. So now what? Well, when I go to the ESPN list...
Oh, I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, see, Siri even wants to put her bet down. When you go to the ESPN list of injuries, you got Van Jefferson with a knee, Tyler Higbee with a knee, with the Bengals, you got Jackson Carmen. Now, Jackson Carmen has a back injury. Even though there's some calf and knee injuries, the back injury is a little higher than knee. So you could say, whoa. Then maybe if the Bengals have a back injury, the Rams will win. That's not tight enough for me. I need it tighter. So now let's look at the jersey colors. All right. So with jersey colors, in medicine, things that are cyanotic or necrotic, black, blue, is bad. Your bones are white. Your blood is red. It's oxygenated. So on the spectrum, black is bad, black, blue. Then let me tell you my spectrum here. And in terms of the color, black, blue, yellow, green, orange, purple, silver, white, red. So you look at the jerseys. Well, what are the Rams wearing? The Rams are going to wear a white jersey. And I think the Bengals are going to be wearing, I believe, a black jersey. Well, white, all right? Now you can say, well, no, wait a second. That doesn't work because the Chiefs wore red a couple years ago. Red beats white. So even though the Niners wore white jerseys, red beats white. I tell you guys, I'm not wrong. That's how I knew the Chiefs were going to win. And Lombardi Trophy winners went to white jersey wearing teams 65% of the time. According to WTSP, in the last 17 Super Bowls, teams wearing white jerseys are now 13-4. So, if the Rams are in the white jersey, there's a back injury on the Bengals, and I know this is light, this is weak, it's not as strong as it should be. I have to say it's the Rams. Unless anything changes with the injury report, it's going to be the Rams. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app.
Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know how many of you guys are near the state of Nevada, but I'm sure you can hear some snaps, some slinging, you know, you could smell some smoke, but the masks came off yesterday. We got an announcement from Governor Sisolak that the indoor mask mandates have expired. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I got to tell you, masks were flinging off faster than bras. You know, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm wearing a bra today. I have to. Otherwise, I'd be knocking the microphone off off the stand. But I'm not wearing my mask, and I'm pretty happy about it. But here's the thing. I was going to be seeing a patient this morning to do a disability exam, and I was going to still wear a mask. And you're like, oh, why? Well, because I wore masks before COVID. And as a physician, I like to wear a surgical mask you know, or an N95 respirator with patients. So I was still going to wear a mask around patients, because when you examine them and you get kind of close to them, I just, for me, it's a doctorly thing to do. So if you do see your doctor or your dentist, you know, or your oral surgeon wear a mask, that's, they were always doing that. So don't be, you know, starting to accuse them of planning to vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, okay? It's just their, you know, in the medical setting, we're still going to be wearing masks, all right? But we were talking flinging. I mean, just, you know, the bra burning days, it's now the mask burning days. But here's the thing, don't be burning your mask yet. Honestly, I wonder if we should have been burning them this whole time, because they're hazardous material. I mean, you know, COVID is so deadly and COVID spreads so easily, yet all these masks are just littering up the streets. I mean, maybe we should burn it when we're done. I don't know. But by the way, for those of you guys that have a mask to burn, why aren't you throwing them out? They should have been disposable. You're not supposed to be having a mask you've used for 2 years. I bet there's some of you that have the same mask you've used for 2 years. I don't. I got rid of mine. Well, I still saved it and I washed it. But when I did that swab little study where I showed you guys what our masks look like and how dirty and disgusting they are, I'm like, I'm not wearing this sucker. I'm just going to do the disposable ones. I'm not re-wearing any mask, because it just really, really was disgusting. So as you guys have heard, multiple states are ditching the masks, just to let you guys know. And ABC News breaks it down really nicely, because some of you guys might be traveling for Super Bowl, even though Super Bowl's in California. But still, California, their indoor mask mandate expires the 15th. So they want to keep it past the holiday weekend, you know, keep it past Super Bowl. I get it. California does things like that. The school indoor mask mandate is in place. Now, when you look at Connecticut, they're done with school indoor masks by February 28th. Delaware, indoor mask mandate ends today. Indoor school mask ends March 31st. And Illinois, they're done with indoor masks February 28th. School mandate is now embroiled in a court battle. It's ridiculous what's going on. Massachusetts, school indoor mask expired February 28th. Told you, Nevada, we're all braless right now. I'm sorry, maskless. New Jersey, school indoor mask mandate expires March 7th. In New York, they were done yesterday. School indoor mask mandate still in place. Oregon, they're going to be done March 31st with both masks. Rhode Island, they're done today as well. Schools, still March 4th. Washington State, it expires next week on the 18th. But that's the outdoor mask mandate. Did you know in Washington State, you had to wear a mask outside? They were still doing that. Indoor mask mandate still going on. School mask mandate's going on. So, you know, one of our listeners called going, why are the masks being taken, you know, why are the mask mandates stopping when we still have COVID? We still have high positivity rates in Nevada. We still have a 25% high positivity rate. Because, and again, I've said this time and time again, the masks were, you know, yeah, about some protection, but it was all political. The masks were political from day one. And these states are freaking out because you got the midterms coming up. You have people who are ticked. You have court battles. These states don't have time or money to be fighting in court about, you know, masks. And what really did it is all of us who have been wearing our masks got Omicron. We still got sick. We were vaccinated, boosted, wearing our masks, and we still got Omicron. So how does a public official stand there, you know, and still say, guys, you have to wear your masks? It's the mandate that has to stop. The mandate should have never happened. It should have been, you know, look, guys, you know, if you want protection, wear something. But they should have never done misinformation. The misinformation that was done wasn't that masks are, you know, useless. Is the misinformation was, if you put a facial covering, you are going to protect yourself fully from COVID. That was misinformation. The proper information would have been, guys, provide some sort of a barrier, but this virus will outsmart it, and you need to get an N95 respirator, because right now the studies are showing those seem to be the strongest. That should have been what's said. In fact, that's what Fauci originally said. It's a barrier, but it's probably not going to affect you against this type of virus. He knew his medicine. But then politics got in the way. This was always about politics. So for those of you going, wait, we're still in flu season, we're still in pneumonia season, we're still in COVID season, we're in RSV season, we're in croup season, why are we stopping the mandates? You could still wear a mask. You could still wear a mask. You could still socially distance. You just don't have government on your butt right now. You aren't going to be threatened with levies. Now, mind you, you fly on a plane, you still have to wear a mask. They still want to wear a mask. And I don't know if those are going to go away anytime soon, because there's always a cold, there's always an infection, there's always going to be a new wave of COVID. So we might be stuck. And those are the ones that really bother me, because I don't breathe really well. When I have the mask on a plane, I notice that my partial pressure oxygen, it was not as, I was surprised at how one flight, it did not work for me. And I kept trying to drink just so I could breathe, you know, and bring my mask down. For the most part, when I flew to Salt Lake, it was piece cake. Wearing the mask, but it was a shorter flight also. So, again, this is just about the mandates. If you want to wear a mask, if you feel like you are still surrounded by COVID, you are. People are still getting COVID. People are getting pneumonia. People are sick. But we just don't necessarily have to have the government all up into our retroperitoneum. Does that kind of make sense? So, the CDC has some data. Let me see if I... Oh, good. I still got time on the segment. Okay, so the CDC has some data here. They just published effectiveness of face mask or respirator use in indoor public settings for prevention of SARS-CoV-2 infection. This is in their morbidity and mortality weekly report, the MMWR. And they have found, very interestingly, the wearing a mask, all right, if it was the N95 or the KN95 respirator, again, I'm a little torn on the KN95s if they were made in China, but if they were made correctly and approved by the FDA, they are still the most effective. That science has never evolved. That is still the same science. Don't say the science is evolving. We knew this in the 80s and 90s, all right? Wearing a surgical mask. Wearing a surgical mask or wearing an N95 or KN95 was associated with a lower odds of a positive result compared with not wearing a mask. Duh, we knew this. Wearing a cloth mask was associated with a lower adjusted odds of a positive test compared to never wearing a facial covering, but was not statistically significant. So what they're saying with this is, duh, if you're going to wear a mask, it's got to be a good one. It's got to be a clean one. And by the way, with this, it's on positivity. Okay, the testing positivity, that's just, you know, they say consistent use of a face mask or respirator in indoor public settings was associated with the lower odds of a positive test result for COVID. Use of respirators with higher filtration capacity was associated with the most protection. So we have issues where people tested positive that might not have necessarily been sick. We have people who were sick that didn't test positive. So with a study like this, even though it's kind of saying what we've always said, right? Cloth masks might be a barrier, may stop your spraying, sneezing, but it's not going to protect you 100% with COVID. This is only on positive tests. It doesn't necessarily mean you were actively sick. So there is that nuance with the study, but it's what we've all said. So the CDC has to make a decision. They said they're not there yet in terms of stopping the mask mandate. Well, because if they do, then, you know, they're going to look dumb. They're going to look like, we told you guys you didn't have to do this. Or they're going to be like, well, wait, why are you doing this now when we're still in the wave? So, you know, they either double down or triple down or quadruple down like they've been doing this whole time with masks going, look, you know what? You know, if we started the mask when we had less positivity, how do we stop it now? You know, they got to save face, and that's going to be kind of tricky. But somebody needs to have the cojones to say, look, guys, you know, we probably didn't have the mandate, and we probably should have passed out the N95 respirators that Dr. Dahlia said we should have done early 2020. No one listens. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News. The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Paul wrote on, this is my website, at drdahlia.com. He thinks that Russia is going to invade during the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, that is, you know, look, it's a good thought. I think everybody thought that Putin was going to invade, you know, maybe before the Olympics or maybe after the Olympics, because Putin was there at the Olympics. I mean, the Olympics don't end till the 20th, so I don't know if he's going to wait for that, you know. I mean, you know, China's going to be doing their own thing anyway, which we're expecting. We've been expecting China to expand and try to, you know, take over neighboring countries, sadly. And maybe China has to wait to after the Olympics. Putin doesn't necessarily have to wait till after the Olympics, but the concept that he might attack on Super Bowl Sunday, a lot of people don't really care either way about this Super Bowl. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people just don't care about football in general. I do care about football, but I have to admit, you know, between the Rams and the Bengals, and I'm from L.A., you know, so I, as much as I like the Rams, but I'm not in love with any team because I'm a Cowboy. Stop it. Be nice. Be nice. Look, the Cowboys, you know, have won in the past. So, yes, it has been a few decades, but they could win again. So, I don't think, football, you know, viewership has been down. I don't think they care about that. Now, from a Sunday standpoint, it is a day of worship for many. So, you know, if it does happen, I don't think it's because of Super Bowl. I think it might be more because, you know, of it's Sunday. People are in church, they're praying, things like that. Like, as you know, the Yom Kippur War, you know, that happened during, in Israel, 73. It was, you know, Yom Kippur is one of the holiest days of the year for Jews. You know, they're fasting. They've been fasting since 6 p.m. the night before. No water, no food. But I'm sure people in the military have some sort of an exemption. You know, and so they were ready to, and, you know, able to fight back. Some interesting drama here. Did you guys notice the long, long table? Actually, exquisite room, by the way. The long table that French President Emmanuel Macron sat across when he had a meeting with Vladimir Putin a few days back. Now, people were wondering why it was so long. I thought it was because, well, you know, they didn't want to give COVID to each other, and they're trying to be, you know, and they're trying to look like, you know, it's a meeting of the minds, but still keep a distance in case we do go to war. It doesn't look like two people are butting up, you know, looking all friendly. Like, you know how in the White House, I forget which room that is, but you know, whenever the president meets a world leader, there's like a little coffee table in between them, or a little nightstand, something like that in between them, a little table with some flowers, and then they could still touch each other if they wanted to, and they look like they're having a nice, friendly, cozy fireside chat. To me, when I saw this large log table that Macron was sitting across, is it looks like they're expecting war, and they don't want an image that looks like they are buddy-buddy. And it's like, you know, look, we tried to meet with them, you know, we were worlds apart. And then when it happened, nobody could say we were friends or we planned anything. So I thought the long table was more for a display of, you know, this is, you know, we're about to go to war with each other sort of thing. Not that France wants to go to war with Putin, but if Europe gets drawn into this conflict, that could be pretty bad. And as I said before, most of these wars, like we saw with Germany and all that, when a country feels like they've lost their territory, the Soviet Union got dispersed into 15 independent countries, including Russia, including Ukraine, you know, it was only a matter of time that the country would want to take some of their resources back that they lost during, you know, previous treaties or previous agreements. And so, you know, Germany then invaded Poland, and now Russia looks like is ready to invade Ukraine. But interestingly, French President Emmanuel Macron did not want to take a COVID test. Now, it's not because he's anti-COVID-19 or anti-mask or anything like that. It's according to the Elysee Palace. They did not give a statement. I guess the rumor is he did not want his DNA taken. So if Russia was going to swab his nose, they would take his DNA. Now, they could probably already get some of his DNA if he touched a cup. Let me see if they gave him a cup. Nope, doesn't look like they gave him a cup. But, I mean, if he used the bathroom, I'm sure they could get his DNA from that. But that's interesting. They say the two men spent more than 5 hours sitting at the table. It was about 20 feet long. And Macron was seeking to stop the massive Russian military buildup of more than 100,000 soldiers. I think they're at 140,000, 150,000 now from turning into war. On Friday, an LC spokesperson explained that the French side judged that the conditions that allowed for a shorter distance were not acceptable to us, and we chose the other option proposed by the Russian protocol. That is all. So people think it's because he refused the test because he didn't want them to have his DNA. So I think it's interesting. Nobody's trusting anybody. Nobody's trusting anybody. And yeah, I know some of you are worried about these COVID tests that we got from China. The COVID tests, the freebie ones we got from Biden, were made in China. And I know that was, you just can't make the stuff up, honestly. And, you know, but keep in mind, most of our stuff is made in China, most of our medical stuff. I mean, it just shows how ridiculously vulnerable we are. I don't believe that any of those tests have a sensor that then gets sent to China. To be honest, if they want our DNA, they have it. You know, they could hack our sewage. They could hack our garbage. They, you know, if anybody wants your DNA, they could get it. You know, so I haven't used the test. I don't even know where they are. Once I saw they're made in China, I really wasn't that excited about it. So, you know, I hope we don't go to war. I'm really exhausted by all the BS that we see and everything that's been going on. Some people are suggesting that there's this public training exercise with Belarus, and people think that they're doing that as a decoy, as a distraction. According to the Daily Beast, Ukrainian and Western military insiders fear that the joint exercises that began yesterday will be used as a cover by Putin for the unprecedented integration of Russian and Belarusian forces and the smuggling of weapons and troops over the border to assist pro-Kremlin rebels in Ukraine. Remember, there's also a bunch of separatists, too. So they might be outside of the border, but they also want a Trojan in. They say the conditions for military action against Ukraine are greater now than any time in the past several weeks. Now, remember, there was a buildup a couple years ago, but it wasn't like this. That's why we think, they have a finite amount of time while Biden's in power, while there's this complete, you know, a progressive buckling to COVID and to wokeness and all the other stuff. Putin finds himself one hell of an opportunity. You know, I'm only shocked that he hasn't, and I don't want him to, but I'm only shocked that it hasn't happened yet. So I'm not sure what the delay was. But remember, for every day there's a delay, there's something cooking. So, according to the Daily Beast, Russian military is amassing troops along virtually every border with the Eastern European nation. Any military action, including limited invasion and annexation of the contested eastern regions controlled by the separatists, would be timed to three simultaneous events later this month. So they're expecting later this month, maybe not on Super Bowl. Okay? Meanwhile, experts pointed to a day in late February, which could be used as cover for the maneuvering of military hardware. Now, I don't see how that could really provide cover. I mean, there's satellites now. See, everybody could see everything that's going on. So I don't. Now, February 20th has been a day that's brought up because I guess it's the 8th anniversary of the deadliest day of the Euromaidan protests. And they say it could be a huge trigger, which could lead foreign actors to use the protests as a cover for direct action. That's according to a former Ukrainian Defense Ministry official. So this is worrisome. I mean, this is a concern. And February 20th is the end or the closing ceremony of the Winter Olympics. So one official said if Russia is thinking about some large-scale military escalation, Donbass would be a much better location for them, and they could relocate their troops there. So, I don't know what's going on.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the coolest things in medicine, you know, I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, medicine is so boring, and, you know, these guys are all geeks. No. I think medicine is really exciting. And one of the things that I just really find fascinating is where we have all this fancy medication and expensive research and all that, and then there's something over-the-counter that's cheap, that's there. We know its side effect profile. It's right there at your disposal, unless, of course, you know, with inflation, the prices are going up too much. And you could use that as we don't have access to the expensive, fancy stuff. I think that is the coolest thing out there. The problem is when it comes to COVID, if you at all suggest a repurposed drug,
like Benadryl, fluvoxamine, ivermectin, even metformin's being studied, hydroxychloroquine. It's like, oh no, it's misinformation. You need to get canceled. You need. So, you know, as doctors are like, we whisper. We're like, did you guys hear about that study? Did you hear, you know? And again, what's misinformation today is going to be science tomorrow. And like I said, imagine Ian Fleming saying, hey guys, I know you're sick, but take some mold. They'd be like, you are cray cray. Well, I don't know if they said that in the 20s, but, and then what? Now we have penicillin. Right? You know, people thought Einstein was crazy. Now people thought, wait a second, slicing bread? Why would you slice it into, now we have sliced bread. So people always think, okay, wait a second, just, no, that's not going to work, that's not going to work. So in science, you have to have an open mind. Now, mind you, some things won't work. You know, chocolate covered by M&Ms. Okay, M&Ms, I don't believe cure COVID. So, you know, somebody goes, I think M&Ms do because I ate M&Ms and my COVID got better. Okay, you know, to me, I don't think that's science. But when time and time again, somebody's like, look, we have a pharmaceutical, and the pharmaceutical has been found, even if it's over the counter, it's still a pharmaceutical. It's a chemical compound. It's found to do some things with this virus. Let's look into it. Nobody should vilify them. Let's study it. So Benadryl, active ingredient diphenhydramine, which you could get over the counter with your Tylenol PMs and things like that, has been multiple times shown that there might be a role in it with COVID or long COVID. In November 2020, we spoke about this a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, a study from the University of Florida found antihistamines like diphenhydramine, hydroxyzine, azelastine, sold as like Benadryl, Vistaril, Astilin, directly inhibited SARS-CoV-2 activity in lab testing. The problem is because they found that in a lab, to do human applications and human trials, it takes an act of Congress, it takes too long. Then, if you guys remember December, I told you guys about a study from the same researchers, same university, University of Florida. They found that if you took Benadryl or diphenhydramine and you added it to lactoferrin, a milk protein, it inhibited SARS-CoV-2 in lab settings with human and monkey cells by 99%. Now, some of you guys are like, well, what? How? What is Benadryl doing? Is it stopping you from sneezing? What, you know, does, well, no, we almost want you to sneeze it out. They think the mechanism, because that's what I need to know. As a doctor, before I even share something with you, I want to know what exactly is the mechanism. Well, they think what it does is it prevents the COVID virus from hijacking a human cell sigma receptors, which is a part of their stress response machinery. The virus needs to replicate unimpeded. So the virus has a means to stop your cell from fighting it. They believe diphenhydramine and maybe lactoferrin inhibits that. So that's where that came from in December. Okay, so now we have a study done by nurse practitioners in the Journal of Nurse Practitioners that said, look, we have some anecdotal evidence now, and a lot of times it starts with anecdotal evidence, where it could even be used to stop long COVID. Now, what is long COVID? Well, long COVID are symptoms that persist past 2 weeks. With Omicron, man, some of us were still coughing after about a month. But long COVID can be symptoms from cough, fatigue, sore throat, dizziness, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, concentration issues, brain fog, lack of fertility issues, depression, anxiety, so many things. Loss of taste, loss of smell, testicular pain, erectile dysfunction, heart abnormalities, lung injury, renal insufficiency, blood clots, hiccups. Hiccups could be a side effect of COVID. Long COVID, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, double vision, hallucinations, night sweats, early menopause, postmenopausal bleeding, nightmares, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, dental decay, loose teeth, dry mouth, eye nodules, chronic pain. I mean, it just, the list goes on. Now, fascinatingly, it's funny. I had asked a university I had been working with if we could do a study looking at what people are posting online and then using that to hopefully you know, as be a platform for a future bigger study. And I was told, no, you can't use, you know, things on social media or whatever. But it turns out that's exactly what they did. So these nurse practitioners looked at a group called Survivor Corps. It has, I think, about 180,000 people. And they chose a couple case studies to talk about, and this is, you guys have got to hear some of these long COVID symptoms. So there was a woman, a white woman in her 40s. She worked in healthcare, and, you know, she did have a history of Raynaud's and polycystic ovarian syndrome and factor V lead-in mutation, which affects her ability to clot or puts her at risk for clots, even though she's never had clots. But when she got COVID, she got her fatigue, malaise, headache, then she got this rash all over her body. Now remember, with her being Raynaud's, yeah, there's probably that predilection to have the rashes. She then got ulcerations in her mouth. We're talking ulcerations in her mouth from long COVID. Rashes still continuing. She even got brain fog, cognitive impairment. And so she saw a slew of specialists. And then they decided to start her on diphenhydramine, 50 milligrams. The following morning, she started to notice immediate symptom change. Then I think they also gave her hydroxyzine. Anyway, on follow-up, I believe after how many months? 9 months. She is now at 90% of her illness functioning. And for her to notice those symptoms that quickly, it makes you wonder, okay, well, does Benadryl have an effect on helping some long COVID? Another case was a middle-aged white woman who worked as a teacher. Her symptoms included fast heart rate, fatigue, joint pain, issues with her smell and taste, trouble concentrating, and then she got acrocyanosis, bluish fingers, meaning she was getting a vasculitis or issues where sometimes you get these little vasospasms where you don't get full blood flow, so her fingers were starting to look blue. She was on Benadryl. They put her on 25 milligrams for Benadryl, and then I guess she ran out. Oh, no, she was on it for about 13 months, and then she ran out, and then she took Allegra, but here she is, 95% of pre-illness functioning. Now, that's anecdotal, so you can't say 100% the Benadryl worked and that the Benadryl caused that. But I think it is worth studying where you get a whole bunch of people. Now, this is a platform to now a bigger, more serious study where get a bunch of people that are still dealing with post-COVID symptoms. What are their COVID symptoms? See what happens if they take Benadryl. Benadryl makes you tired, though, so it's not my favorite medication. But you could also do Claritin, Zyrtec, Allegra. There's tons of medications you could do, hydroxyzine. And then you could see who improved at what time when. You could see, was it the cough that improved, the brain fog? What was it about their symptoms? Now, you know, yeah, there's still a lot of variables, but it's not a difficult study to do. And if we have medication over the counter that we could use now, why not? I can't recommend it yet until the FDA approves it, but it's definitely cool. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.